that one really fast. Very.
Yeah.
Have you mouse on?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Apparently, I was the only one not hearing myself. That was a fast talk. We still have some time left, which is good because our next speaker is being prepped as we speak. By the way, thanks, Kavak. That was a very interesting talk. We'll now have Menno, and he's talking about doing away with SitUID. And as he said himself, getting rid of it is apparently a good idea, and he's going to tell us why.
Hello, my name is Menno Duursma. I've been the maintainer of the libcap package for Slackware Linux on the website slackbuilds.org. And the libcap version is up to 2, in which, 15 minutes, yes? I know. Okay, basically what I wanted to talk about is the setuid bit on the file system is no longer needed on Linux systems. So you can, it's been a long time the case that root has been split up into distinct capabilities or privileges, only the POSIX draft calls them capabilities, so they stuck with that name when technically it's, it should be privileges. In the previous versions of Unix systems, to get ping to open a raw socket, one has to set the UID bit on the file. On the binary executable file, and it would work. Otherwise, it wouldn't, because it wouldn't have the privileges to open the raw socket. Now, with capabilities, you can just say set cop, cop is, cop red net raw is EP, and E is, that means forced, but P is your. I should have had a laptop with slides on them. It's really okay. Well, this was basically the introduction. Well, what are capabilities? Well, capabilities in the Linux sense are just root split up in distinct privileges. So where in the old version it something would get checked against whether it be UID 0 or not, and that would be the difference if some operation would be permitted or not. With capabilities, the things root could do or can do is split up into 32, or now with libcap 2, 64 distinct privileges. This has some implications. The NTP daemon can run as user NTP daemon, but still open port 123, for instance. And this is what the NTP daemon does on Linux if compiled against libcap. I talked about the file system in the intro. This is a kind of a new feature. So actually, setuid on Linux is not needed anymore at all. Not in C code either, because in C code you can just people leaving and stuff. On the side of the talk, I have put a little code. which explains it. I can probably just read off the paper easier than this. Okay. Okay. Yeah, sorry. Not really prepared. All that, but you know, slides would be really, really much better. If somebody has a question about this, I would like to answer it. Maybe that's possible. I've actually used it to hack past restriction the glib or the GTK plus lib puts on executables. It will not run if set UID bit is set, but with the capabilities, it won't know you're actually using set UID without the actual bit on the file system. So I've put a link on the talk to that particular hack. In short, modern Linux systems can do without the setuid bit, and as setuid and cups can grant the same access resources with less privileges. Some of those privileges are, however, wider in range than one might like still, such as the setuid capability itself. You can just jump to any account, including the root account, which the root account shouldn't have any privileges more than any other account in the system if it were a fully implemented capability system. The great philosopher Johan Cruyff stated, "Every advantage has its disadvantage." Well, it gets a lot more complex with capabilities than it was with just a setuid bit, as you had either root or not root user, and now you have any root any user can have some privileges which were reserved for the root user previously, so it can be not so easy to see what a process actually can do on the system. For it in PS, something will show up as Menno, but it might have full root privileges. In PS, something might show up as root, but have no privileges at all. This is what the bind daemon does. It drops all privileges, but keeps running as root. So unless the file system privileges are in use as well, say a hacked bind server, that runs as the root user can set UID some other program and execute it. But if file system capabilities are enabled, it will need the capability to execute it. So to get any privilege to system calls, say. The inheritance is kind of a something that is problematic, so to speak. It has the potential to really lock down a system really good. So if it's used by an administrator knows what he's doing, you can actually make the machine much more secure than a normal Unix machine would be. It's kind of dangerous in the sense that there was a bug with Sendmail, Sendmail is a setuid program, but the bug happened after the setuid call in Sendmail that drops back to the calling user after it had opened its log files and stuff like that. You could take it away with the inheritance capability. You could say, execute Sendmail, and now take away the capability to run setuid. So Sendmail would run setuid in its say code, but it wouldn't drop the UID because, well, the capability is gone. So the bug was so bad, they actually removed the way to do that from Linux kernel completely. And now they re-enable that pair process. It used to be system-wide. But if you want to know more about this, you probably want to read the paper from Serge G. Hallin on the website of this talk to be found. Well, you know, some questions about this or no questions? Okay. Well, in essence, Linux doesn't need the setuid call at all anymore. That's the point I'm making. So it has some implications for backups. If you say you have a backup application and you want it to check, or you want it to backup every file, but you do not want the thing to run as root and maybe, you know, add an account to shadow or something. You can say give the backup packet application just the capability to read the files and restore to temp, run as user nobody, say. So it wouldn't be able to restore the shadow file to itself and still backup every file on the system. You can still attack the hashes with John the Ripper or something, of course, but that's beside the point. One thing it's used a lot for is the ports below 1024 are privileged in Unix systems, not in Windows, I hear, to open. And listen on. So one way to get some application to run that needs a port open in that range would be either to run them as root, and then drop privileges. But the problem is you can't reopen the port anymore. Then it's just now open, and you have a file descriptor. And okay, so. That's, sorry that I didn't have any slides and my bad English, but I hope I made a point. So.
Okay, thanks.